Hello again. Ian Cottier here, bringing you another selection of the best of brass band listening, and you're listening to Manx Radio, broadcasting from Douglas in the Isle of Man, and wherever in the world you may be. Welcome to Time for Brass. Tonight we're embarking on a project. A project to demonstrate just how widespread British-style brass banding has become, and how bands throughout Britain, across Europe, and in fact the world over, have given pleasure to countless millions. So, for the next few weeks, I'm going to choose five bands and play a couple of tracks from each of them, aiming to give each of them to you a listening, a feeling of being part of a worldwide fellowship. And in fact, tonight, we begin in Australia with the Brisbane Excelsior Band, multiple winners of Queensland State and Australian National Championships. Champions, the march that George Wilcox wrote for Black Dyke when he led them to glory on the contest stage. But having crossed the world for our opener, we return to Scotland, and the CWS Glasgow Band, who celebrate their homeland with Hamish McCun's stirring concert overture, The Land of the Mountain and the Flood. Thank you. Land of the Mountain and the Flood, a work that I enjoyed long years before I ever heard it in its brass band arrangement. For tonight's first solo, we go to Norway, a country that I visited in 1966 when there was little of any of a brass band tradition. Our band, the Netswells Youth Band of Harlow, and I've always regarded that tour as a trailblazer for Norway's now outstanding position in the brass band world. And one of Norway's preeminent bands is Eikanger Bjørsvik, whose cornet soloist, Jane Vestervik, plays Philip Sparks' Song and Dance.
Thank you.
the Eikanger Bjørsvik Band of Norway. For tonight's major work, we return to Britain, this time to England, although the composer is a Canadian who lived in the last 60 years of a long life in England and the Channel Islands. Robert Farnon, best known, I suppose, as the composer of light music, but this work is a composition for the 1975 National Championships. It's a set of variations which moves easily around the band after an opening statement on the soprano cornet. Tuneful and attractive, it's called Un Vie de Matelot, A Sailor's Life. The band is Leyland BNFL, conducted by Richard Evans.
Thank you. Thank you.
Un Vie de Matelot, A Sailor's Life. And now it's back to Australia and the Brisbane Excelsior Band for a piece which adds a further international twist with Gough Richards' American Trilogy. Before Leyland Duff with Richard Evans field a dream team of soloists with Alan Witcherly and Russell Gray playing Philip Sparks' arrangement of Delibes' Flower Duet.
Thank you.
I've always had a special place in my music for that duet, which I first heard at Covent Garden Market lunchtime open-air concert with two ladies, students at one of the London colleges, charming the audience with a programme of musical delights. But enough of my reminiscences, for it's time to introduce another English band, the British Telecom Band of Scotland. I beg your pardon, the British Telecom Band of Stockport. While he was a student in Manchester, my son, a better than good cornet player, was a member of BT, and one of the perks of the band was to make free telephone calls, which he did, phoning home twice a week. Here are BT to play two contrasting pieces. First, John Maynes plays a trombone solo arrangement of Cesar Franck's Panis Angelicus, and then go all sentimental over A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. And once again, the clock has caught up with us. I suppose you've enjoyed my Round the World in 60 minutes. Well, 56, actually. Well, I hope you have. It's a formula that I'm going to repeat for a few weeks more. But on to our closers. First, a trombone quartet from Glasgow Co-op, the great jazz standard The Girl from Ipanema, before Ikanga Bjørsvik, trombone soloist Greta Thunheim, suggests we should dream a little dream of her, me. Good night.